It's Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep.
And I'm Renee Montaigne. It's been a challenging week for Russian and Ukrainian officials trying to deal with a disastrous oil spill in the Black Sea. A violent storm last weekend sank at least four freighters and broke up an oil tanker that caused the spill of more than 500,000 barrels of oil. As of this morning, four seamen are confirmed drowned. Four others are missing. Reuters correspondent Chris Baldwin was in the region all week. He's just returned last night to Moscow and joins us. Good morning.
Good morning, Renee.
Tell us what the area of the spill looked like as you left and really describe the scene. How far had it reached?
Well, the reports we had been reading and from what we had seen, the oil itself had begun coming ashore along about 50 kilometers of beach. The number of emergency workers and rescue workers and even student volunteers that had shown up had approached about 2,000 by the time we left on Thursday. There were also a lot of heavy equipment vehicles, a lot of dump trucks, a lot of bulldozers, a lot of road graders being brought into the region to start trying to skim a lot of the oil that had come ashore off of the beach.
Now we've been reading this week that thousands of birds have died, and then there's question about how much sea life it has been destroyed. What do you know about that?
Well, we know that at least 30,000 birds are dead by the estimation of some Russian officials, but the number could go much higher. It's a major transitory point for migratory birds coming from the north to the south. The birds that we saw were marsh rails, these small blackbirds with very large feet that had been trapped by the oil sludge as it came on. Great piles of them were already dead when we showed up, and more were immobile and dying along the way. In addition, the Black Sea dolphin has started to come ashore dead. It's an endangered species in the region, which is, I think, particularly alarming, at least to hear Russian officials talk about it, because it's something of a matter of pride for them, this dolphin.
Now, I gather back last Sunday when you got word of this storm, it was rather difficult to get there to report on it.
Yeah, it's not an easy part of the country to arrive in. The nearest airport is Krasnodar, which is about 175 kilometers north. The Reuters photographer and I arrived in Krasnodar late Sunday evening and then drove down to Novorossiysk, which is itself further down the shore. It's a major oil pipeline transit point for the Russian oil business.
Were you stopped, though, at all? Did you have any trouble with authorities? Was there any pressure on reporters not to report this?
There were various pressures. We were stopped at a police checkpoint, which is sort of a routine procedure, and the police detained us for about an hour and a half. The photographer I was with is a citizen of the Russian Federation, and his documents were all in order. My documents were checked repeatedly to see who I was, and I was kept for about an hour and a half. The irony of the situation is that the chief activity in the cleanup of the oil spill on that day was literally 150 yards away. So once the police had finished sort of looking at our documents, the photographer and I simply just walked across the rail tracks and saw the great mass of dead birds and the oil sludge coming up on the beach.
Now, just one last thing. This was a particularly violent storm, a once-in-every-great-while type storm, but it has raised questions about the safety standards for shipping in that area.
Well, the shipping in that area is pretty well developed. It's been going on for years now because Russia itself relies quite heavily on its vast interior river network to move a lot of its heavy industrial goods. The problem is that the profit motive for carrying fuel and fuel oil at this point is quite high, with the price of oil commanding such a price as it does. And so ships that are not equipped to go out into the open ocean are being pressed into service. And as a result, these flat-bottom, single-hulled tanker ships, which normally ply the rivers of Russia, are out in waters where they simply shouldn't be.
Reuters correspondent Chris Baldwin speaking from Moscow. He's just returned from the scene of that major oil spill in the Black Sea.